In this video, we will focus on five core practices of a healthy micro-church gathering: word, prayer, worship, table, and testimony. These practices are simple, but they are not small. First, the word. Scripture must be central in micro-church life. The Bible forms the group's beliefs, repentance, hope, obedience, relationships, and witness. A micro-church may be informal in setting, but it should never be casual about the Word of God. The leader does not need to give a long sermon every week. Sometimes the leader may read a passage, give brief context, and ask faithful questions. What does this passage teach us about God? What does it reveal about people? How does it point us to Christ? What is one obedient response this week? Second, prayer. Prayer keeps the micro-church dependent on God. Pray for one another. Pray for the neighborhood. Pray for new believers. Pray for open doors for the gospel. Pray for revival that brings repentance, love for Christ, and faithful witness. Third, worship. Worship may include songs, psalms, thanksgiving, silence, confession, or spoken praise. In some places, worship may be quiet because of safety or culture. In others, it may be more expressive. The key is that Christ is honored. Fourth, table. Table fellowship reminds us that people are embodied souls. A meal, bread, soup, tea, coffee, or simple hospitality can open hearts and build trust. Around the table, people are welcome not as projects, but as persons made in God's image. Fifth, testimony. Testimony means people tell what God is doing. A testimony may be simple. I prayed this week. I forgave someone. I invited my neighbor. This scripture helped me repent. Testimony helps people see that the gospel is becoming lived reality. A common mistake is letting testimony become uncontrolled storytelling, gossip, or spiritual performance. The leader may need to guide gently. Let's share briefly what God is teaching us, and let's keep Christ at the center. These five practices can fit many settings: a home, apartment, village, workplace, recovery community, digital group, daughter micro church, or soul center gathering. A micro church does not need to be complicated to be faithful. When word, prayer, worship, table, and testimony are practiced with humility and order, a small gathering can become a place where people meet Christ, grow as disciples, and learn to witness.